This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Amy Holmes. So employment numbers were just released this morning. Big surprise, the unemployment rate actually went down to 9.4%, and we're already seeing the markets react. Joining us is Jack Healy, reporter for The New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks.
So this sounds like great news, right? Can we really believe these numbers?
Well, you can believe them, but you have to kind of drill a little deeper into them to understand what's happening. First of all, the number of job losses in the month of July decreased to one of its lowest levels in quite a few months, which is sort of good news for the administration. This drop in the unemployment rate that you're talking about from 9.5 to 9.4% does not mean that, the unemployment rate is going to keep dropping in the months ahead. The way the government calculates unemployment is pretty complex, and this drop sort of shows that people are actually leaving the labor market. They're getting discouraged in their search for work, and they're basically sort of dropping out. So while they're not counted as among the people who are unemployed in the survey, there's still people without jobs. Even the administration will tell you that they believe the unemployment rate is going to, go back up after this, and then it'll probably top out somewhere around 10%. Some more pessimistic economists think that it'll actually go higher, as high as 11 or so.
So I'm sure you saw the cover of Newsweek that declared boldly that the recession is over. How does this play into it?
Well, the recession may be ending soon, and many economists expect that, this sort of decline in the pace of economic contraction that we'd seen in the second quarter of the year will actually turn into a bit of a rebound, just in terms of production and in terms of overall growth. But there's a difference between the overall growth in the economy and the job situation for most workers.
Can you explain that difference?
What happens is, in recessions, when things finally bottom out and when factories start to get more orders and when businesses start to see their business pick up, what they do is they first start hiring temporary workers, or they turn to overtime to sort of compensate for the to handle this increased demand. It's a much more expensive and sometimes permanent process to hire new workers, and they're reluctant to do that. And so what we see is growth returning even as unemployment continues to increase or stays about flat.
So something that we always ask here on The Takeaway is, how can the average person, the person listening to this show, know that the recession is over? How does it affect them?
Well, right. I mean, I think for most people, it's a question of, are your wages rising or are they falling? Are businesses calling you back when you send in applications for jobs, or are they ignoring them because they're just one of a huge pile on their desk? There was one slightly positive number in this report that sort of goes to the heart of real-life conditions for workers, and that's the length of the average work week, which had been getting smaller over the course of the recession as businesses said, we need to cut costs, let's cut people's hours. And that increased very slightly, but for the first time in several months.
Well, that is a little bit of good news. Jack Healy, thanks for joining us, reporter for The New York Times.
Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.